Just looking at the life of Floyd Mayweather.
Just looking at my life, I don't think most people can handle being in my shoes. I mean, they feel like it's pressure on me. I mean, like I said, they try to defeat me in many different ways. They try to bring up the tax thing. They try to bring up he's been locked up. I mean, he's arrogant. He's unappreciative. I mean, years and years and years, they've been trying their best to defeat me mentally. I can't be defeated.
Everything is about control. Everybody want to control somebody. Me, I'm not going to be controlled, and I don't want to control nobody. I just want to do me and live my life.
I live my life the way I want to live my life. I do what makes Floyd Mayweather happy. No different from anyone else that's watching this interview. You have to do what makes you happy. And Floyd Mayweather going to do what makes him happy.
At the end of the day, you know, like I said, man, I'm a strong individual. Nothing can throw me off. Nothing can throw me off. Throw me off key. I'm always focused on what I got to do.
Yeah, I'm not perfect. But I've done a lot of record-breaking things.
I didn't want to be like BMF. I don't want to brag about getting illegal money and glorify getting illegal money. That's not me. What I'm proud about is coming from nothing to something and earning it the hard way from the bottom. I didn't want to be no blue collar worker. I wanted to kick ass, travel the world, make money, love my family, and invest. What hurts the worst really is that our people glorify illegal shit and hate the legal shit.
Well, but one thing about me, I don't forget where I come from. I come from poverty. I come from poverty. I come from the hood. I come from the streets. And I'm the American dream. I worked my way from nothing to something.
I was a black kid from the ghetto with a father who taught me a skill, and my dad hustled because his career didn't go right. So my dad took chances and hustled. I don't think he hustled the brown, but he hustled the green and he hustled the white. The brown is heroin, the green is weed, the white is coke. My dad hustled to give me a better life, and I love him for that. Each and every day, I'm thankful for my father. But my dad hustled to put his son in a position just to become world champion. And I learned from my dad's mistakes. I didn't want to hustle drugs. All I wanted to do was become a champion someday and have something when my career was over. I've been through a lot, you know, just throughout my life. And my ultimate goal was to get out the hood, get away from the streets, become successful, and invest my money the right way and take care of my family. That's what I wanted to do.
I thought about my family, thought about my career, and, you know, thought about making some just major changes, you know, with my team. And I came up with a lot of ideas.
I'm older. That's all about my family. It's really all about my family. I do it for them. This fight right here is just for my family.
Yeah. The ultimate goal is to always put your loved ones, your family members, in a position to grow.
I had to think about my family, my children, their education, and I had to put myself in the best position possible, and that was the best thing for Floyd Mayweather.
When I make this money, I put my children and my family in a position that they are entrepreneurs, they are bosses. I don't want my kids to have to answer to nobody. So I will take the long road, I will take the bumps and the bruises for them, for my loved ones.
We make smart moves. We don't just think about ourselves or our children. You have to think about your grandchildren.
Gotcha.
I'm happier now. I'm happier now without fighting because I'm able to spend so much time with my daughters and so much time pushing my sons to be great. You know, just a while back, you know, we go through problems in my life too. I told my boys, I need you guys to go out there, find your own place, and find a way. You go out there and fish for yourself. Show me what you can do, and I'll help you.
At the end of the day, as long as those four children, my mother, my father, and those that count, those that genuinely love me, know who I am, everything else shouldn't matter.
So I go to the gym and work with these young fighters, and I don't ask for a dime. I do this off my love. When I let these young fighters, fly on my plane with me and talk to them about investments.
Been in the sport 17 years. It's been a roller coaster ride, a long career. Mm-hmm. Just, you grow. You grow as far as with age, you grow. Right. And that's all, you know, I'm doing. I'm growing mentally.
You know, eventually I go to the Olympic Games without my dad. There's nothing like getting up on that podium, even though I know I deserve the gold medal.
but I'm happy with how my career went. If I had to do it all over again, I'd still be happy to take that bronze medal. Because if I didn't take that bronze medal, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. When I got the bronze medal, did it? Was I hurt? Absolutely. Absolutely. And did I cry? Absolutely. Real men cry. When we lose a loved one, if you're my best friend and I see you hurting, and you my brother, if you hurt, I'm hurt. We ride together, ride or die. Never settle for less. There's always room to grow. Great athletes. We the great ones. And that's one thing about Floyd Mayweather. He can make adjustments. And that's what makes me different from any other fighter. I don't get rattled. It's all about results. Yeah. Results in the ring and out the ring. In the ring, I'm a winner. Out the ring, I'm a winner.
When you're fighting at this level, there's no loser. When you're fighting at this level, there's no loser. I mean, I ain't never known a man to make hundreds and hundreds of millions that's a loser. I'm gonna walk out that ring with my head high. I'm a fighter. I'm gonna walk out the ring happy.
You could take a loss in life. I mean, as far as inside the ring, my focus is just to go out there.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
And be at my best. Mm. You know, that's winning to me, just going out there and being at my best. But, you know, I take when you lose a loved one, that's taking a loss. But in the ring, I just try to focus on winning. You know, things happen. Only thing you can do is, come try to bounce back like a true champion. But not in the ring if you take a loss, just in life.
I know that I did everything the honest way.
Right.
I feel that my skill set was better than any other fighters. I feel that I was in better condition. I feel I had better defense. I feel I was faster, and I feel I was smarter. I'm in a great position. I can't be mad. You know, just to be able to accomplish the things that I've accomplished in the sport and still at my age live such a great life, to be able to take care of my family in such a great way, I'm happy with that. You know, if somebody else is mad and upset with me, that's life. So be it.
I have to be happy first, self-preservation. I have to be happy first, and I'm happy with my performance.
I don't want to con nobody out of shit. I don't want to hustle nobody out of shit. Because I'm going to do my own hustling. I'm a go-getter. I'm a winner, and I'm going to always find a way to come out on top, no matter what position you put me in.
A lot of times we like to call people friends. Sometimes we have a lot of associates that we think are friends. Mm-hmm. But Alicia, you know, like I said before, I don't know if if you're my friend, you're gonna always be my friend. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a real friend, and real friends are gonna bump heads.
For me, it's chess. I'm all the pieces on the board, and all the fighter is, I'm all the pieces on the board. So I control everything on the board. Remember, I control the popcorn, I control the soda, I control the liquor, I control the seats, I control what goes on the mat, I control the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
When you're competing against Floyd Mayweather, all you got to do is put your stuff on and show up.
Nobody else can do that?
I feel that's the reason why I'm so blessed. I feel like God blessed me in many different ways. You don't have to go out there and glorify what you've done for so many people around the world, as long as God know what I've done. Cause you, I'm saying you got a lot of celebrities and a lot of entertainers, and they want to get credit and they want to get props because they can post what they can post a picture on social media, or they can have had the news camera come and look what I've done for this family. And look what I've done with these people. I've been doing it for 21 years and I never asked, I never posted it. My team may have posted it, or someone who runs my social media may have posted it a few times. And even on All Access, we show a few times, they want to show different parts of you. You know, they don't just want to show just box. They want to show it's more to you than just one side.
So I dedicated myself to my craft. You know, I was in boxing. I've been in boxing my whole life. My tremendous team, though, you know. They took care of business outside the ring, and I went inside the square circle and done what I had to do.
Charisma, articulate, flashiness. You have to know when to turn it on and when to turn it off. And you have to take chances to become a household name. I didn't mind going to WWE. I didn't mind going on Dancing with the Stars. I seen a bigger picture. In today's time, there's different. You can push one button and eight billion people can see it.
Yep. Right.
Remember how I got to the top? I had to grind. I had to wrap vehicles, take them across country with my face on it. You know, I had to do interviews from, a month straight doing interviews every day from morning to night to build myself.
Yeah.
So I come from nothing, but now they got all these different machines, the machine, push a button. And all you got to do is sit back and watch. If I had a head start like these fighters nowadays, man, what? I have every belt in boxing.
We just was competing just to see who's the best. It really wasn't no beef. You just want to match. I want to take my skill sets. I want to take my skill set since I feel it's the best and match against another fighter who feel like his skill set is the best. If he feel he's the best and I feel I'm the best, let's match up and see who's the best.
Life is priceless. And life is priceless. And your health is your wealth. So a lot of times they say, Floyd, once you stick around boxing, you can make this and you can make that, you can make this. Two years off, I could have made a ton of money. But remember, your health is your wealth. The body can break down. Remember, I was in a lot of big fights early on in my career. So the body can break down. So when a body broke down and a body was no longer 100%, I still had a sharp mind.
Sometimes you say things that you really don't mean. You know, when you're young, you know, you speak without thinking. I'm a lot older. I'm a lot wiser.
I've been in a boxing gym and guys have given me great sparring and great work.
Really?
And it made me go home because they say an ass whooping will humble you. And if a guy give me great work in a boxing gym, I go home and say, you got to tighten up, champ.
Yeah.
You got to get it together, champ. And then sometimes I go home and say, is this for me?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody give me some good work, if I go to the gym slacking, which I shouldn't go to the gym slacking, but I'm only human, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said before, I make mistakes, but I strive every day.